another paramilitary shooting in Belfast over the weekend. A man was shot in Henry Place in the north of the city in the early hours of Saturday morning. The SDLP MLA, Nicola Mallon, with us today. What do we know about what happened here, Nicola? Morning.
Well, as you say, Stephen, the early hours of Saturday morning, a 30-year-old man was the victim of a paramilitary attack by two men. And it would appear, given the location and the time, that it would seem that this was prearranged. We have this paramilitary style attack. We also had another in North Belfast of a man who's a foster father. And then we also have had teenagers as well in West Belfast. So we're sitting here in 2017, where we still have paramilitaries in Kangaroo Court dispensing backstreet justice to working class areas.
Yeah, we must look, actually, we must dig into the figures of these so-called paramilitary attacks, so-called punishment beatings, is how people used to describe them, isn't it? And they're sick. They're just sick. And they're if you think of another human being shooting a bullet into someone's leg or arm, and we kind of are just normalised to it in Northern Ireland. That's the really sad part.
But I think that is a big fear in all of this. These attacks haven't come out of the blue. They've been a part of our society for some time. Street justice, and it's still seen by some to be an effective way of doling out justice. And I am concerned that we are seeing a number of them. We are in danger, I fear, of becoming desensitised to it and accepting this barbarism as some form of normality when it's absolutely not. And I can tell you from speaking to people in North Belfast, it's a mixture. There's anger that paramilitaries are still trying to maintain this stranglehold in communities. There's also fear. People really are afraid to speak out. And there's also a wariness that, as I said, in 2017, this is still happening. And so there's a responsibility on the police. There's a responsibility, I think, on communities to speak up, though we need to give them the confidence to do that. And there's certainly a need for a political response.
But if people do speak out, they're in trouble. They're backed into a corner. The police can't protect them 24 hours a day. So this is the problem. We know this. If someone who gets shot comes forward to the police will do everything they can to protect them. But they're not going to be protecting them 24 hours a day.
Yeah, but that's why we need...
There'll be a brick through their window, their home will get burnt out, whatever. And that's how society's trapped by these people.
Well, that's why, Stephen, there's a responsibility on people like me and politicians across all political parties to unreservedly and consistently speak out on this. Sadly, we're in a situation where some political parties seem to cozy up and then condemn paramilitaries. Some condemn them, but when it comes to election time, fall silent. And that's something that we need to address, because we can't ask. As a political representative, I can't say to the community, you must have the courage to speak out, and yet I don't do it. So as political leaders, we need to be speaking out. Yeah.
And I know this is going to sound wrong, because... Well, let me try for it not to sound wrong then. Look, it is the part of a political representative like yourself to speak out. That's what politics is. I get that. But the people who do this, they don't listen to words. They don't care about what you say. You know, no matter how many politicians condemn this, it'll make diddly squat of a difference. Will it?
Yeah, but Stephen, well, I'll tell you where politicians can make a difference. They can show leadership by speaking out. They can do as we do in North Belfast, meet with the police, to deal with issues like drugs, with antisocial behaviour, to try to close the vacuum that these paramilitaries perceive that they need to fill. And thirdly, we need to stop paying paramilitaries. We need to stop paying them to transform. We need to stand up and say, enough is enough. Get off the backs of working class areas, because that's where the scourge is. Well, and so there is something that we can all do, but we can't just, as you say, leave it to communities to say whether it's to do with flags, intimidating loyalist paramilitary flags, whether it's to do with paramilitary-style shooting in West Belfast or North Belfast. We can't expect residents to shoulder this alone. We all need to work on it together.
We probably remember Arlene Foster talking about a fork in the road last year for people in our society to decide which way they wanted to go. But to be fair to her, it's complex, Nicola, because if you've got people who have spent their lifetime in paramilitary groups, and that's all that they know, should we not hold their hand as they try to leave that life, the only life they knew, and for those community workers and others who are really trying to influence others from within their community, should we not hold their hand, support them as they transform?
Well, absolutely. You need a period of transition after a period of conflict. But are we going to hold their hands as we have been for 20 years? Do we continue holding them for 40 years, for 60 years? When do we say enough is enough? A vast number of people have made the transformation. A vast number of people have changed their lives and are actually making a very positive contribution in community. And they should be supported. But for the minority who aren't, we need to stand up and say enough is enough.
But what does that mean?
Well,
like, no offence, I've heard this so many times, enough is enough. But what does it mean?
Well, let's reduce the conditions in which they operate. Okay, so these people claim, and increasingly they don't actually put a name to the group that's carrying this out. But let's say that they believe that they're cleaning up our communities, as they call it. There are issues of drugs. There are issues of antisocial behaviour. And I know in North Belfast, we are continuously on with the PSNI because there is a perception that when drugs are concerned, that the PSNI is going after the big fish. And that's understandable. But the very visible end of drug dealing is on the street and in communities. So police need to be more active in doing that. They need to earn the confidence and the trust of the community. The community then needs to be passing information on to the PSNI. And as politicians and people in positions of leadership, we need to stop having a double-speak approach to paramilitaries.
Where's the double-speak?
Well, in saying, yes, we condemn them, but yet we'll fund people like Diestedt, who was the CEO of Charter MI, through the Social Investment Fund. That's exactly what I mean.
Well, clearly Charter and I, you know, I covered the story extensively last year. Clearly, Charter and I would say, look at the excellent work that they do as an organisation. And others would say that the police haven't arrested anybody. So, you know, we kind of mob rule here. We kind of someone tried in the court of public opinion, to be fair to Mr. Stitt.
Well, at the time, and I've been very vocal in terms of speaking out about the good work that the Social Investment Fund has funded and the great groups that it is supporting. I'm also extremely vocal about money going to an organisation which the PSNI, the chief constable, said had individuals linked to active paramilitary activity. In doing that, Stephen, I got a bullet in the post earlier this year for speaking out. So I think that we all need to be very clear that we either condemn paramilitaries unreservedly, and it's not about Nicola Mallon or Stephen Nolan saying, you finger pointing, this is led by the PSNI. We either condemn them or we try to maintain, which the DUP in particular, and you have to call a spade, are doing and cozying up sometimes and condemning at other times.
Well, the DUP would deny that and they would say that they're emphatically against any criminality, including paramilitaries. So they're a democratic organisation. That's what they would say.
Of course it would be, yeah.